This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Good. So we saw the first. So Kedarka, he always goes with the Gemaras. That's his Mahalach. And he started with explaining why it's Ches. We saw, then he brings the Gemara of Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Ner Chaltes Beisoy, Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Ishu Beisoy. Doesn't say much over here. Then he says, gives a teretz and pshat on Zayin Yomim and Ches Yomim. Let's go to Keneged Yom HaNechasim, the last one on page Ayin Zayin, the last one on the left hand side. Keneged Yom HaNechasim, Pirush, Shehoylech Achayom HaNechasim, Ki Harishin Hu Ascholo Lakoil, Lekachu Yosef Emaila. So he says over here a very different hezba. In other words, the hezba of why Beis Shammai holds that you go from up down is, so some people say, well, that was the Moshem and wasn't that first night and so on. He says that Beis Shammai holds that in the Sheirish, you have everything later coming from it. So what was the potential of that day? Was eight hadlakas would come out of that Ner. So it's by the time you get to the last one, it's spent. So the first one has a mila of it being, everything being inside it, and then everything afterwards is less and less. So whenever you start from a sheirish and it keeps going out, that sheirish is more chashuv because it contains within itself everything else. So if you're talking about Mitzad the Adam after 8 days has experienced 8 days of Nisim, and Bemela he is on a higher Daga at the eighth day. That's how he learns up the Nichnas and the Yoytzim. I'd like to maybe give another Nikuda, I guess kind of. Not what he's saying, but I'd like to understand it maybe within his framework of what he says. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have many, many machlekes. One of the common reasons given for the machlekes is that it's a machlekes two attitudes, midas, usually tagged as midas achesed and midas adin. Beis Shammai is a captain. By Beis Shammai, it says that he was walking with Amos Abinyan. He had this ruler in his hand, which is, that's midas adin. Everything is measured exactly and precise. Midas achesed allows for a broader range of possibility. And so on. And that's generally seen as the difference between the two. And the male is a certain shitasai. If you'll take over Nechidon, Shem Agdolim, he every so often tags on these type of explanations on why certain big people acted in certain ways, had a certain type of life, had a certain type of opinion. And he sort of lists it all with this Nekuda of something about the Shorosh and Shem and so on. But Shem and Hill, the Maral speaks about it also when he speaks about Machlok Shem Shemayim and so on. I'd like to try to understand it and apply it now, a case. In Midas Hadin means nothing comes out that's not inside it before. So if a van pulls up, a school van pulls up with and 12 kids come out of the school van, then those 12 kids were there. The school van was fullest when it stopped here, and whatever comes out has to have been there before in order for it to come out. There's nothing, if X produces Y amount of something, that was there before. So in the Bekoach, you already have what's coming out. So if I open up a faucet and 3 gallons of water come out, those 3 gallons of water were there, and that's how they came out. There's another Mahalach, which is not like that. It's a Mahalach of each Nesina is something for Atzmai. When I pay somebody, I'll be Midas Adin. In other words, you came, you fixed up my house, and you did $5,000 worth of work in my house. So that's what I owe you. So basically what I'm giving you is really what was there. It was before I gave you the first dollar, there was $5,000 of your money in my house. It was sunk into the walls, and now I'm giving it back to you. That's all there is. There's nothing else. Midas HaNedivus, so Midas HaNedivus is that each time you ask for something, I give it to you. It has nothing to do, it wasn't there before, really. Nedivus ideally is because now I'm a Nadiv. It wasn't piled up before, it wasn't owed, it wasn't stored. It's now I'm giving it. So Midas HaNedivus each time is more and more. Let's go back again to the Marshal. Let's see it a little bit differently. When I'm paying off somebody, a creditor, so the closer I get to the end of the loan, the happier I am to pay it off. So I have a mortgage and for a few $100,000, as it keeps getting reduced, I'm more and more happy to give it. It takes less and less of me to give it because it's less and less, and that's it. When I keep giving you tzedakah, each time becomes harder and harder. It requires more nedivus lev. It's a higher darg of nedivus lev. So in the mortgage, the last payment, you had the least money by me. You had $1,000 by me. And that's all. Masha Ein Kein, if let's say I gave the same amount as tzedakah, the last time I gave it was the greatest amount of nedivus lev. So in terms of what we have, that is a lot more than what we had before. That's a certain way of looking at it with a little bit of a different perspective on these two midas, which is bigger and which is greater. It says that Beis Shammai's midah was that they would keep a very nice cow for Shabbos. If they found a nicer cow, they would trade it in. And then they would eat that cow, and then they would keep the nice one, and so on. Beis Hillel said, "Baruch Hashem Yom Yom." They had a midas bitachin, which meant that the cow for Shabbos would be generated on Arab Shabbos or whatever. Okay, the Omru Mai Chanukah. But the Maral explains it is the difference is: are we talking mitzad the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or are we talking mitzad the klita of the person? Since the tachlis of the gilui is the person, so the more a person is koyle of the giluyim, the bigger he is. Okay, v'amru mai Chanukah. The Tana Rabbanim chafei kistav yomer Chanukah tamnye inyan doli misvud lohayim doli migzav by tainis shakshichzul yevanim behechol. The whole gemara over here. Amud pei towards the end of the right hand column. Vim Toima the chibish will shenasa neisvad locker, shleitei b'keila ad locker, yukoy mechanika. Kima, shachayev lo hoidus al halal, zerka shenasa lo neisvish vila tzolosoy. V'loi bishvil shenasa neisvad asas ha-mitzvah, kina mitzvah nal ala odom. Let's give a marshal of his kasha. His kasha is a very, very strong point. If, let's say, I'd like to have a cup of coffee. I'm working for you, and I'd like to have a cup of coffee. And you say, here's coffee. You can make yourself a cup of coffee. That's nice. I say, thank you very much. Imagine you tell me that you'd like a cup of coffee. And I say, but there's no coffee. So you say, here's a bottle of coffee. Make this coffee. Should I tell you, thank you so much for giving me coffee? I mean, if you wouldn't give me coffee, you wouldn't have coffee. I don't owe you a thanks for it. I mean, you wanted a coffee, it's your thing, and that's that. The answer is, and so here also, Mela Mitzrayim, we worked as avadim and things life was terrible, v'chulu. Okay, now we got free, so we gained, and we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu gratitude and our current, so on and so forth. Nes Chanukah, the pshat was, we didn't have any oil to light. So what would we have done? We wouldn't have lit the menorah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu got us oil to light the menorah. So we gained from it. In other words, where is our benefit in it? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to light the menorah and he got us oil. So very good. But where is that mocker for us to be making? So he says like this. Ulefiyah don shvah l'maylo. Ki kayivonis ayivonim levat ha-teri v'akdusha shal Yisrael. Kamitza loni ha-mayla sifas ha-loikis. Ubevade bitla teru bitl Yisrael, kol ole maye batl, ole fikoch nasle manes mitzvah sadloka, she mitzvah achs mitzvah teru, she boi yivane le batla teru to serve Yisrael. So he says, the point was, the Yivanim were there to be oiker klal Yisrael. But they understood that the akira of klal Yisrael lies when you take out the Atzmi is the Klal Yisrael. Whatever Klal Yisrael's mitzias is, and you remove it, then it's gone. So the muscle. Imagine if somebody's a doctor, and someone stole all of his tools and everything. So doctors are kind of like, I can treat anybody if I don't have it. But you're a doctor, and without this, you basically have nothing to do. So even though technically the medical instruments are there to help other people, but your mitzias is a doctor. If you're not a doctor, you're nothing. You're nobody. You have no mitzias. If this is a person's mitzias, Klal Yisrael's mitzias is the Uma of Torah, and this is a nekuda that's important to understand. A nation needs to have its content and its definition in order to survive. You can have a nation, you can have people who don't have any type of definition, but the people are never an Ummah. An Ummah is a people that has something that describes them as such. One of the things in America that really is a problem and people don't understand it, In nations that are quote unquote not as advanced in America have very clear self-definition. So France has a very strong sense of French language, French culture, French this, French that. Fine, that's their atzmis. Germans, Vuodin Italians, they have a very clear sense of identity, and therefore that's their mos, that's a mitzias. It might prosper more, prosper less, but they have a mitzias. In America, we're very careful not to define ourselves in any way because there are other cultures. So it basically means kimat, there's nothing really to be an American. And that's lacking in a definition of an ummah onto itself. So each ummah has a certain teichen that makes it an ummah. Klal Yisrael, their teichen is the world of mitzvahs. And if you rob them of that, then they don't have, then they're basically just fizzle and evaporate. They don't have a mitzvah. So giving us the chance to do mitzvahs is what gives us our mahus. And he said, and if Klal Yisrael wouldn't have it, the world would be bottled. For the fikra of Nazar Nes mitzvahs habloka, she mitzvah achas min mitzvahs hapeira, shevay evan and vatal teira mitzvahs Yisrael. Why neiros of all the mitzvahs? We spoke the first night after Mesiba, we spoke a little bit about that this is ke'ilu de ha'ara, that's mamshach de ha'ara milamal lamata. We spoke about arneidus. There are another element that would go into understanding this. The Maral is saying that the point of this of the mitzvahs are to give Klal Yisrael their mitzvahs, to give Klal Yisrael their mahus. A person does many things. So how do I decide? The same person works in an office. He's a doctor. He works in a medical office. He plays golf. He goes to shul, and he takes his kids to a ball game. So is he a babysitter? Is he a rabbi? Is he a doctor? Or is he a golfer? So the answer is, what's tadir and what's einav tadir? I want to go back to the share and there, but if a person, I actually mentioned this, in halacha recognizes the chavivos of an occasional mitzvah. But something that's from time to time is chaviv, and a person pays attention. We make shechiyanu only on mitzvahs that come from time to time. It's clear that we appreciate the occasional mitzvahs, but the kind of day in day out mitzvahs like seder and davening were less fun. So that's clear. So why is it that tadar sheinu tadar tadar kaidish? I guess we never pit tadar against chaviv. The Gemara speaks about tadar and kaidish, but the mekudish, not chaviv. The answer is yes. We all appreciate something that comes mizman lezman. But what defines a person's mitzvahs? If I'm to ask myself which mitzvahs define the olam aruchni more than the other, my answer would have to be tadir. Anything that is steady, constant, is the atzmius of something. And that's why, by the way, the Gemara says tadir and matzui are not the same thing. Matzui means it happens more frequently. Tadir means it has to be more frequently. A person, let's say, who's got a healthy appetite, and four times a day he washes and makes Birchas HaMazon. And let's say davening does twice a day. So Birchas HaMazon is not tadir, it's matzui. Anything that is tadir means it mitzad the world of mitzvahs, this is constant. So because the menorah was tamid, because the menorahs were tamid, it's very, very possible that's why, if we're looking for the thing that the Maral is looking for, something that defines Klal Yisrael as a Klal, something that defines, gives us the mitzvahs, a mitzvah that's tamid has the most chshivas to it. That would be, so you have other things, you have the lechem, you have this, but this is called tamid, and therefore it would serve as a mitzvah like that. Beis Hamikdash is also the Inyan. The Inyan Beis Hamikdash is Ze Keli Ve'anvehu. Ve'anvehu means I will put him in a house, Lashon Nava. That's the Pashto Pshat of Anvehu. It means something which is sleeping outside. A person who happens to nap somewhere, happens to sleep overnight someplace, doesn't have a house, is not a permanent mitzias. So a wandering guy, a hobo of sorts, wandered through town, so he sleeps outside. So he's temporary. A bias is something that gives something permanent. So mitzvahs associated with the Beis Hamikdash are associated with permanence. It's constant. The Beis Hamikdash makes something permanent, and kitzur shaita, kitzur deris. It's something which stays there because that's the mitzvah of it. V'kakdash Beis Hamikdash olafika kovu adlokas aneris zeichun hashasam v'mis adlokas. So lemaisa, so you had this neis that was made in witzus adlokas, and so a. The Yevonah's purpose was to take away the world of mitzvahs as our core essence. Therefore, doing the mitzvahs, being able to do the mitzvahs, gives us our mitzvahs. We cease to exist if we no longer have a core mitzvahs. And the Neiris in the Beis Hamikdash have two inyanim that convey the sense of being an essence. First of all, it's tamid, and an inyan of a bias is something, things that are always there.
How do you answer his question? Yes. Or was it that Hashem give us the oil to do our nes? So
because it's our survival. If we don't have, imagine that if I'm not busy serving my Adon, then the Adon has no use for me. And you know, I cease to be employed. So your giving me work to do becomes my means of existence. Avodas Hashem is not a mila for Klal Yisrael. It's their existence, who they are, and what they're here for, and why they were put in this world. So, and without that, people don't have a place anymore. Our metzias doesn't tolerate something other than that. So b'meila, when giving us the tools to be able to do mitzvahs, it gives us our own existence back. Okay, over here.